Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Luke chapter 6, verses 36 to 42. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Luke, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." He also told them a parable. "Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Brother, let me take that speck out that is in your eye,' when you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take out the speck that is in your brother's eye. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It is necessary to see that there are not two teachings in today's gospel, but one. With the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. This is because one leads to the other. Be merciful and forgive and give. Judge not and condemn not. For what you do to others will teach them and incline them in the same way. A master is not above his, or a disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone nevertheless will be like his teacher in the end. So whenever you play the master, you will see your teaching's fruit in your students. You will teach them something, good or bad. If you never pay them any attention, you might not have to own that. But when you are with others, when those around you dare to speak up to you or ask you questions, and the most painful of all, when you have children, then you observe yourself measured back to yourself. And then you're confronted with the places that you have not practiced what you preached or have criticized for the very things that you yourself do. Now, we call it law whenever God's word makes a demand on us, when it lays out an expectation, or when it forbids something and calls it wicked. And the Bible often uses the word this way. But we can also use the word law in the way that the physicists use it. This is just how the world is. This is an immutable law. This is the nature of things. St. Paul uses that sense of the word when he writes in Romans 7 that he finds it to be a law in his members, that the good he wants to do, he does not do, and the evil that he doesn't want to do, that's what he does. The law of man's sinful nature makes it impossible to treat the law of God as a way of righteousness before him by works. But notice then that what our Lord says today is much more like one of those immutable, "this is how it is" laws. You no doubt sense that just a few verses before this, Jesus said, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." So he goes on that fig trees produce figs, briars produce thorns. We're invited to consider whether we are built on the rock or whether we're built on the shifting sand. Like St. Paul, we will recognize, if we consider ourselves, not only a good tree that's planted by a stream of living water of baptism, out of which the Holy Spirit has begun to bring some fruit, thanks be to God through Christ Jesus, but also we will recognize the wretched man that we are, according to our denatured nature, whom we must drown again. We have to ask, who is our father? The devil? Is it a man like Adam? Or is it our Father in heaven? Is it the Lord, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love? What Jesus adds to the golden rule with today's short commands and then his brief set of parables is the value of looking outside of ourselves to learn this. Now, that might seem counterintuitive. Isn't that the problem with all of this speck picking, is that we're looking too much at everybody else? The hypocrite looks at others, he finds all of their faults while never taking a moment to look in the mirror. True. But at the very same time, the hypocrite is equally self-absorbed. He's looking at himself, he's thinking far too highly of himself while giving little or no attention to anyone else. So now consider Christ's law of measures here. Are you surrounded by blind people? Perhaps you are their blind leader. Are they arrogant and self-absorbed? Where do you expect that they will learn and gain a humble attitude unless they observe it first in you? And where will you learn to stop seeing past your own log jams unless you have the counsel of friends? Dear Christians, we must be circumspect. Only we must let it be done as our Father does it, always mercifully. Now, President Harrison, he's been very consistent in repeating that he is a sinner that's elected and reelected. Perhaps he means to tell us that he's a blind leader, but I think rather he wishes to acknowledge that he does not want to be a hypocrite like Jesus condemns here. He's also been clear about the importance of the forgiveness of sins, and that we as Christians would speak it to each other regularly, and that we would long and be eager to hear it ourselves all the time. The Lord uses his law lawfully to expose planks and logs of self-righteousness and every other sin in us. And this is in full accordance with the gospel of the glory of the blessed God, because Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's what he means to say when he teaches those things. Christ alone is fully merciful as his Father is merciful. He alone is truly self-righteous, you could say. And how does he use his self-righteousness? Not like we use the word. Not to condemn, but to correct and to save. He calls to repentance, and always for the sake of forgiveness and life. Now, what Christ says in today's sermon is that our interaction with one another must also receive that correction and must be subject to repentance for the forgiveness of sins. This is the conclusion of what President Harrison preaches too. I'm not speaking generically here, and I'm not speaking to anyone else except for you, my co-workers, for whom I bear some responsibility as chaplain. And I too couldn't dare to say it if it were not circumspectly, considering my own failures to those around me. Our culture in this building will be improved if we believe and put into practice what Jesus says today, that the measure we use is always being measured back to us. What judgments, what specks, what blindnesses afflict us? In what way have I led others blindly to follow me? And if I've received no solutions, if I've been given nothing, have I demonstrated that I am seeking them? Have I given? Do I measure out my words and my work for the sake of mercy or for the sake of myself? Now, the golden rule is always good workplace policy, but Jesus gives us more here. He reminds us of the merciful Father that we have and the forgiveness of sins, which he bids us to take up generously in our outlook and in our attitude and in our actions toward each other. Among his sons, judgment is to give way to forgiveness, and it even leads there always. Correction is not cruelty or agony among those who have already died to self as we have, and who now live in and surrounded by the forgiveness of sins. Humility breeds humility. And do not believe that this applies just to you in isolation, considering these questions that Jesus asks in your own head. Because I believe what our Savior says, that you will find it to be a law, that also with what is good, the measure that you use will be measured back to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.